when the big one hits, and it will, your child may be at school, and that school might not be safe. 1 in 3 Washington kids go to school in earthquake-prone areas, in buildings that were built before we built buildings to not fall down in earthquakes. And today, the Seattle Times reports the state does not require seismic upgrades to those buildings or even inspections. Reporter Sandy Doughton's here to tell us more. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Why would we not require those upgrades and at least the inspections to tell us what the problem is?
Well, you know, it just has not been a priority here in Washington. And my impression is that that's because our leaders, our leadership, our officials are basically gambling that it won't happen on their watch. And they're facing so many other pressures to fund education. Right now, our school system is struggling to just come up with enough money to fund its basic mission, and school upgrades will be expensive. But I was really surprised at the lawmakers we spoke to, the legislators, who said they don't even want to do a survey. They don't even want to look because basically they're afraid of what they'll find.
Yeah, that one guy said, what, are we liable now to fix what we found?
That's
wow.
Right. That's right. It has been a real head in the sand kind of attitude.
Yeah. Head in the sand. So is it mainly a lack of money? That because you write that California, Oregon, British Columbia is finding a way to pay for this in their schools? What's the big difference between us and them?
I think the big difference here has been a lack of leadership. We just haven't had anybody step forward to make this a priority like happened in Oregon. And there hasn't been the grassroots pressure from parents that occurred in British Columbia, for example.
And why do you think that would be?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, we haven't had one of these major earthquakes in anyone's lifetime who's still around today.
And it seemed like a big one in, what was that, 2001?
In 2001, yeah, that was very, very small. That was 2,000 times less powerful than the kind of quake that we can expect in the future. So I think there's just a level of denial that it will happen and how damaging it will be.
Okay, so let's talk about the scale of the problem. And numbers will make our eyes glaze over. But do you have what sense do you have of how big the problem is, the schools and students who are at what kind of risk?
Well, the short answer is that it's impossible to know because there has been no survey of schools in Washington.
Right.
So there's no good data on which schools are at risk. But my colleague Daniel Gilbert looked at school databases, and he came up with some figures that almost 400,000 kids attend these schools that you mentioned that were built before seismic building codes were implemented statewide.
In the 40s, right?
It was actually in 1975 that the codes were implemented statewide. Some places like Seattle adopted them earlier. Okay. Now all of those schools are not dangerous because some of them have been retrofitted. And in richer school districts like Seattle, like Everett, most of those older schools have been retrofitted. But in less affluent districts like Port Angeles and Aberdeen, none of their older schools have been retrofitted.
Yeah, I want to highlight that. So are you saying rich districts, rich school districts will be made safe from earthquake where poor school districts will not?
That's what's happened in Washington State so far.
And there's no big outcry, serious outcry about that?
There hasn't been, and I think maybe people are not even aware of that. I think people don't, you know, once again, they don't realize what the risk is, and there's no way of saying when it's going to happen, so it's easy to, you know, put it out of your mind.
So can you say generally how safe the biggest school district in the state is, Seattle?
The Seattle school district is fairly safe because here in Seattle, we approve every levy, we approve every bond issue, and a lot of that money has gone to upgrade old schools. And Seattle has some of the oldest schools in the state.
What about schools in the tsunami inundation zone?
Yeah, that's a real problem because it's very hard to even build a school that will stand up to a tsunami. There's only one school building on the Washington coast that was built to withstand a tsunami, and that opened recently at a small school called Acosta Elementary near Westport. In most other areas, what you have to do is basically relocate the school out of the tsunami zone.
So you're not seeing an initiative, a lawsuit threat, anything that you're reporting that's really changing this situation?
No, there doesn't seem to be a constituency. There's not parents agitating for this. And you know, believe me, after the quake, after the tsunami, then there will be lawsuits.
In the meantime, how can people find out how safe their school is?
It's not easy because the information is not readily available. But if they look at our story, go to theseattletimes.com, you can see we posted a database from the state with information on every school building, when it was built, what type of soil it's built on, and how likely it is to experience a damaging earthquake. And so you can start there and identify basically the age of the school building. And if it was built before 1975, if it was built before the mid-90s, then it might be cause for concern. And at that point, what you have to do is go to the district and find out, has the school been upgraded and what kind of construction is it?
Seattle Times reporters Sandy Doughton and Daniel Gilbert wrote, "Is Your Child Safe?" It is the second in a continuing Seattle Times series about Washington's preparedness for a major earthquake. And you can read the full article in today's paper. You can find out more about how to assess the safety of your local school. We're going to tweet out that link right now. Join us on Twitter at KUOW. Sandy Doughton, thank you so much.
Thanks for your interest.
It's The Record.